A new icon font to make podcast websites easier. The latest from podnews.net with Quill, brand storytelling that makes a measurable impact. We start with an exclusive today. Like Font Awesome, but for podcasts, the Podcast Font is launched today, a new icon font for websites containing consistent icons and logos for popular podcast platforms, apps, and functionality. It makes graphical buttons and links just as easy as one line of code. It's open and free. Buzzsprout has published its platform stats for December. Compiled using IAB-certified data, it shows Apple Podcasts once more well in the lead for episode downloads. The BPI, the British Record Company Association, has published music consumption data for 2021. Streams increased by 5.7% year-on-year, they say. Live One, owner of Podcast One, has announced a financial restructure to lower its debt. And Coincidence Corner. Last week, we linked to another positive client note from Morgan Stanley about Spotify. They're the fastest-growing music service. They're the number one platform for unique podcast listeners. Satisfaction is increasing, and more. Spotify shares rose 0.6% that day. Meanwhile, coincidence, Morgan Stanley owns $3.2 billion worth of Spotify shares. And have you been away? Here's what you missed. Over the holiday period, a true crime podcast was sued for their interview tapes in a concerning development for journalists. Facebook's podcast service is confusing some podcast stats and misleading some creators. And there were 1.2 million or 566,000 new shows in 2021. And in People News, Rob Byers is to join Vox Media's Criminal Productions as full-time technical director. He's currently director of broadcast and media operations at American Public Media and a board member of AIR. He's been mixing Criminal and This Is Love for many years. Vox Media is also hiring for a number of other production staff. And Norman Cheller has joined Podchaser as podcast librarian. He'll be working on accuracy for the platform's credits. In podcast news, the Hangover Liberation Society is a show that explores the upside of sobriety and why ditching alcohol is so much more than just liberating yourself from hangovers. Meet Cute Romcoms is presenting Sidewalk Confidential, a new rom-com series where surly private eye Liz and bold journalist Rachel team up against all odds to catch a cheater in NYC. Desperately Seeking Wisdom is a new podcast released yesterday, hosted by Craig Oliver, formerly UK Prime Minister David Cameron's Director of Politics and Communications and a senior manager at BBC News. In his first episode, he talks to former BBC presenter George Alagaya, who was told in 2014 that he had bowel cancer. And produced by Quill is C-Suite. Join Claudette McGowan, TD Bank's Global Executive Officer for Cybersecurity, as she explores how cyber attacks happen and what we can do to avoid them. This podcast is brought to you by Quill. Quill is an award-winning podcast agency specializing in corporate audio production that drives results. Find their branded shows from companies like Expedia, PricewaterhouseCoopers, TD Bank and more at quillpodcasting.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.